Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of the martyrdom of John the Baptist. Now, you may be suffering today, or someone you love. It may be something temporary, or chronic, or even terminal. There may be no human remedy. And very naturally, you may feel, as I often do, abandoned and bewildered. John the Baptist probably felt the same. John lived a holy life. He spoke out when no one else would. When King Herod took his brother's wife as his own, John said, "This is wrong. It's adultery." So Herod arrested John and threw him into a very nasty prison. Probably had him chained to a wall, very little, if any, food or water, rats, fleas, lice, all the usual cellmates, and darkness, lots of darkness. And I'm certain John experienced great physical, mental, and emotional suffering waiting for his impending execution. Then in Matthew chapter 11, from his prison cell, John sends a few of his disciples who came to visit him to go and ask Jesus a question. "Are you the one who is to come, or have we got to wait for someone else?" I think John was asking the question because he was confused about the plan. He was probably thinking, "Wait, I did what was right. Why am I suffering for this? Jesus, I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand the plan." Why does God allow suffering? Why is it part of the plan? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. God did not create suffering. We brought it into the world by sin, by our rebellion against God. And suffering and death are the consequences of humanity's choice to sin. God allows evil and its consequence, suffering, because he respects our freedom, and because suffering has a great purpose. It purifies, strengthens, and expands the soul to receive more of God. So if we or a loved one is suffering, then we should certainly do all we can to remedy it. And when we can't change it, we are invited to accept it with trust, because we know that God works all things for good for those who love him. We are invited to accept it with trust, and that trust becomes the key to transformation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. That's all great theology, but I still resist suffering, and I don't want my loved ones to suffer. And so I beg God to take it away. And often, he doesn't. And then, often, I'm angry, or afraid, and discouraged. What is God doing? Okay, here we need the insight of John of the Cross. He reminds us that God has a greater plan for our lives than we do, and God wants to make us like himself. He wants us to share in his divine life and become like him. At least that's what he tells us in 1 John chapter 3. But there are two problems. First, I want the things of this world more than I want to be like God. I have to be honest. I have disordered attachments from which I need to be detached, purified. And second, my soul is too cluttered with lesser loves to be filled with the greatest love, with God. And it's too weak to receive this inflow of God. It's like putting new wine into old wineskins. The new wine will burst the old skins. We need new wineskins. Our soul needs to be strengthened and enlarged to receive God. And suffering is the greatest means to do all of this, to purify, to strengthen, and to expand the soul, if we accept it with trust. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. John of the Cross explains why so few people reach the goal of life, transforming union with God. And he explains why so many require purgatory after death. The soul must be purified of disordered desires and strengthened to receive the fullness of God's gift of himself. God wants to give more, but we resist the process. We don't trust the path of purification. We flee discomfort. We long for union with God, but we hesitate at the very trials that prepare us for it. Listen to what John of the Cross says in The Living Flame of Love. Here is why so few reach the happiness of perfect union with God. It's not that God wants only a few. He wants all to be perfectly happy. But he finds few who will endure the process. God tries them in little things and finds them so weak that they immediately complain. Unwilling to be subject to the least discomfort of suffering and trials. And it follows that not finding them strong and faithful in suffering little things, they certainly aren't ready for greater trials. So God proceeds no further in purifying them and raising them from the dust of the earth through the toil of self-denial. What they need is greater fortitude. There are many who desire and even pray to be good and holy, yet when God takes them through the initial trials, they are unwilling to suffer them and they shun them. They flee from the narrow road of life and seek the broad road of comfort. They are like small, weak containers. For although they desire to reach a greater union with God, they do not want to be guided by the path of trials that leads to it. They hardly even begin to walk along this road by submitting to what is least, that is, to ordinary sufferings.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Here's the point. Jesus knew that John the Baptist was suffering in prison and would be put to death. And Jesus could have set him free and preserved him from death, at least for a while. But Jesus wanted to give John something far greater than comfort and a longer human life. Jesus wanted to purify, strengthen, and expand the soul of John the Baptist so that he could be flooded with the divine life, divinized, transformed. As Psalm 36 promises, they will be inebriated from the richness of thy house, and you will give them to drink from the torrent of your delight. Did you catch that? God wants to flood your soul with the torrent of his divine life and divine pleasure. That's infinitely better than anything in this world. But we cling to the good things here, and it clogs our soul and keeps it small because we are as little as the things we love. But suffering, difficulties, trials, and even death, by these things, God empties, purifies, and expands us to receive that torrent of divine life. So if you are suffering today, if you are bewildered today, or angry or discouraged, do what you can to change it. But if you can't solve it, take heart. God is working the process, and he's actually already flooding your soul. And what should we do? Do what John the Baptist did. John said, "He must increase, I must decrease." Basically, John said, "Jesus, I can't do this. You can. I surrender to you. Jesus, I trust in you." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts,
by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. What did this meditation make you think about?
I know the three things that I want more than I want union with God. And when those three things are threatened or diminished or taken away, I get really angry at God, which shows me I want them more than him. And I had an experience not long ago where one of them was really threatened, and I got really angry at God, and I just happened to go to confession. That was the day that my scheduled time for confession.
God is good.
Yeah. And the wonderful priest gave me a penance to say this prayer, the Sushipe prayer of Ignatius of Loyola, which is basically an act of surrender and trust. And because I had to do it as my penance, I did it, but I was doing it not a very good attitude, let's say. But I just kept saying it over and over and over through the day. And as the day went on, I was more accepting of the situation that I couldn't change. And I began to realize more clearly, God is trying to purify me of a disordered attachment. See, the whole thing about a disordered attachment is we're not attached to evil things. We're attached to good things, and even things that appear absolutely necessary for a good life.
Yeah.
So we think that God is inflicting some injustice upon us.
Or God is a barrier between us and those good things.
Yeah. Yeah. So the spiritual masters tell us every person has two or three disordered attachments, two or three good things that we actually want more than God.
It's why it's so good to sit down in meditation and be able to even just work out through your emotions and say, why was I so stressed about this? And what does that tell me about the thing I'm actually the most attached to?
Yeah.
It might be really easy to at first be like, I don't think I put anything above God. But when I look at the things that really upset me, there's really something there. But it takes sitting down and wondering, being honest with myself, asking myself, what are you really afraid of?
Yeah. This is the great power of an examination of conscience. We need to do an examination of conscience regularly and look at, okay, what did I do that was wrong or failed to do that was right? But then ask yourself, why did I do that? And at the root is going to be that you want something more than you want God. And there's your disordered attachment. Now, I know my big three. Everyone should know their big three. And if you don't, then a good resolution would be to start doing a regular examine and ask the Holy Spirit to show you. And the Spirit will show you, and it will be very humbling. But it's okay. It's the process. Trust the process.
Well, thank you for this conversation.
Thanks for asking. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.